Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Shlach lecha anoshim, send for yourself men, Yosuru Eseretz Kenan, and they shall scout out the land of Canaan. Asher ani noisein levnei Yisrael. Ish echad, one man, lamata avoysev, tishlochu, kol nosi vahem, every nosi amongst them. I have to understand what exactly was the chait of the Bnei Yisrael with this Bakoshe to send miraculous. B'toich Dvar of the Ramban is Mevarer, that Be'etzim the Bakoshe to ask for miraglim was a proper one in the eyes of Moshe. Pasuk says that first of all, Ein Soimchen al Hanes. The derech is when people invade another country, they send out scouts, they send out spies to see exactly what's doing there, what are the conditions, what should they be aware of beforehand. So Be'emes, B'derech HaTeva, we know Ein Soimchen al Hanes. We know, we've mentioned already before, that the reason for the tzvois, for counting the Bnei Yisrael, is like a general that counts his troops beforehand. It says in the pasuk, Kol Yoytzei Tzava in Parshas Bamidbar. So they did work with Derech HaTeva. So what was wrong with sending miraglim? Not only that, as we'll see, that the Bnei Yisrael were in a stage where they were going, switching from a matziv of Hanhoga Shol Teva, in the Midbar, where everything was miraculous, to Anhog of Teva. So they had to go through this transformation slowly but surely. So they really, sending out the miraglim was not such a terrible thing. So what exactly was the chait of asking for these miraglim? And the emphasis we find Yahushua sent out miraglim. Moshe himself, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, sent out miraglim to spy out the city of Yazir. So what was wrong over here? Ramban says in Mishneh Torah, in Devarim, it says, in Parshas Devarim, V'atikruvu ne'lai kulchem v'atayimru nishlok ha'anoshim l'foneinu v'yachvru lonu esa'aretz. So, Zokta Ramban, even though the Etzem idea was a good idea, but the Bnei Yisrael should not come to Moshe to ask for that. Now, sometimes something could be a good idea, but Bnei Yisrael approaching the supreme leader of the Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, and asking for it, that's not your concern, that is not your place to ask Moshe Rabbeinu to do this. Why? Because Hayos, you are in the mechitz of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the manik knows b'behiris everything. He spoke panim al panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has a clarkite to exactly everything that has to be done. So you have to be soimach on him, and it's not your place to go give Moshe Rabbeinu eitzes. And even though it came from their tremendous desire to go into Eretz Yisrael, they heard so much about Eretz Yisrael, af al pi kein, it's a kind of a getter of meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Once heard from an Adam Choshev. He told me he was a younger man learning in Eretz Yisrael, and there was apparently some big controversy that was going on, a big shaila that the Mayetzes G'dayle HaTayr had to rule on. And finally, they said whatever their psak was. And there was a group of younger light in his kailulabs. They didn't understand. They would have done things differently or whatever. So they went to Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, who was on the Mayetzes, and they asked him what's tak of the pshat in this decision. Cheskel Abramsky, Mamish, he wiped the floors with them. He told them, you think we're from the same base medrash? We didn't learn in the same yeshiva at the same time. You know, he was from 2-3 generations before them. He was together with the Chofetz Chaim. He was together with Rav Elchanan. He was together with Rav Chaim Meiser. And here you have these younger light that are, you know, Americans, you know, how many years younger than him they're coming? He wasn't even going to see. So they walked out. They were a bit upset. And they went to their Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchok Soloveitchik. They told him, we don't understand. We came nicely. He says, who do you think you are? You're like the little private in the army that comes to the 5-star general and you're offering your opinions and asking, you know, why did he decide this? You have no business there. That's not your makom. That was the avlo over here, mitzad b'nei Yisrael. It could be the idea, but Etzem is a good idea. But it's not your makom. knows it was a chesaron mitzad the derech eretz. As a matter of fact, you find the Ramban points out, you find by Pilegesh Begiva, famous, the big civil war, the tragic civil war, where all of Klal Yisrael, they united against Shevet Binyamin, because it was an avodah done in Shevet Binyamin, it was a Maisa Aveira, and Shevet Binyamin wasn't taken care of, so all of Klal Yisrael united against them, and L'chatchila, they were beaten, they suffered tremendous losses, until the very end, they did tshuva, and they won. So Dr. Rambam, what was the avla of the shvatim of getting together? The etzem zach of trying to cleanse out an adair is a good zach, but it's not your malkum to do it. It was Shevet Binyamin's job to do it. You want to get them to do it, you want to convince them to do it is one thing. But to go take care of it yourself, and it's not your malkum, it's on each Shevet to take care of it. So you see from over here also the same idea. It could be that the etzem hamtzah is a good thing. But if it's done not b'derech hayashar, that could lead eventually to a downfall. And this was really the beginning. If something is based on a krumazach, it cannot stand. Famous story, my Rosh Hashiva, Giftes Atzal, always used to say over, I think he said it over B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that, now we mentioned it here a couple of times, that one time the Arizal came to Rav Moshe Cordovero, said, quickly, quickly, hurry, we have to go. Moshe Cordovero hurries after the Arizal. He says, wait, 1 minute. And he goes back to say goodbye to his rabbits. And he comes back to the Arizal. The Arizal said, it's too late. If you would have come at that moment, we could have brought Mashiach. So we saw Salanta said about that, that Moshe Cordovero also knew what the urgency was. But Moshe Cordovero held that it's not shaykh to bring Mashiach without the foundation of Derech Eretz, and he has to say goodbye to his Rebbetzin, and he doesn't, it's impossible that a good thing can come out from that. That's the same thing over here. It started out with the lack of Derech Eretz also. Rashi says in Dvarim, "Vatikruvun elai kulchem bi'ruvuvya," you came in turmoil. The Na'orim pushed the Zakenim, and the Zakenim pushed the Roshim. They came in total turmoil. If something is based on turmoil, then even if it's a good idea, but if the yisoid is no good, then there's something wrong there. That's yisoid number one. Rav Simcha Zisel Breida, the Chevron of Rosh Yeshiva, also speaks about the etzem chet of the meraglim. Where did they go wrong? We see from the psukim that everything was done to avoid a calamity. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. So Rashi learns, Shlach Lecha, I'm not telling you to do it, but I'm not going to be ma'akev, l'daitcha. But from the Ramban is mashma, that once they asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it b'teiris tzivui. Why? Because if it's a tzivui, then they'll have siyata d'shmaya. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu already l'chetchila knew that there's going to be a nesayin here. And he said it b'teiris a mitzvah, the mitzvah goof is the siyata d'shmaya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dachka commanded kulam anoshim, Rosh Evinei Yisrael Hema. They should be represented by the greatest ones amongst them, because it's going to be a big Nisayim. And you need people that are able to withstand the Nisayim. And each Shevet should be represented equally. And Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid, so he davened for Yeshua, Ko Yoshiach Me'atzas Meraglim. And Kolev later on felt himself getting weak, so he went to be misfollowed by the Maris HaMachpelah. There was some great Nisayin over here that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worried about in advance. And you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about it. What exactly was this Nisayin? So Simcha Zisel Breida just took, he's Mayrach on this tremendously in a big mimer. But to put it in just in a nutshell, says number one of the purposes of sending the Meraglim was to go through a transformation period between a hanhaga of Neis to a hanhaga of Teva. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were not living a life of reality. It was like the Neshama that's living up in Shemayim. That's what he compares it to. And that is, they were totally engulfed by Nisim. You had the Mon, you had the Be'er, you had the Anani HaKovid, Simlos Chloi Bol Samei Alecha. Everything was mamish like Gan Eden. They were living in a land of Neis. But that's not the tachlis of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to live in a land of nays. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria with challenges, with the Yetzer Hara, with Nisyonos, with Odom La'amo Yula, the person has to work in this world, whether it's working in Torah, whether it's working in Parnassah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create a world for us to live in Nisan. He created a world for us to live in Teva. So to that end, they had to already start going through that transformation period. And they knew that. Because why? They knew they're going to fight a war. They're going to have to fight the Kanani. Why do they have to fight the Kanani? Hashem will take care of everything. The Teretz is they're entering a period where they're leaving the Matzav of Nes, Hanhog and Nisus, and going into a Matzav of Teva. And for that, to that end, they had to fight a war. Yeah, they're going to be Zoichet to Nisim also. But it won't be the same Madrega as before. And to do this, you have to do it gradually. The Meraglim, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, it hit them like a ton of bricks. They saw these big giants. They saw Eretz Eichelos Yeshveho. They saw these big fruits that are mamish gigantic. It's a Mishunidical land. And they realized, we're going to have to conquer this B'derech HaTeva. How are we going to be able to do this? When we were in the Midbar, we didn't have to do anything. Everything was nice. Everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing everything. But here, it's mitzad us. And in order to do that, we have to have Zechuyos. So they started thinking to themselves, Zechuyos, in Mitzrayim, we umamish doimit to the Mitzrayim. Halalu evdevoy dezorah, halalu evdevoy dezorah. In the Midbar, we had the Cheto Egel. And they started, and that built up amongst them, and that's where they decided we're better off going back to Mitzrayim. Nitna Roish v'Nashuva Mitzrayim. The Simchas Yisrael Brody gives a marshal to this. If something is not done gradually, so we find that the two Malachim, Sham Chazoy v'Azoyel, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, when they fell from Shamayim, and they were tremendously nichshel. They went from one extreme to a totally different extreme. That is the matzav that the Meraglim found themselves in. And they weren't able to deal with it. This was the Nisayin. And the Mele, they said, Nitna Roshim and Ashuvim Mitzrayim. And then they started lying about Eretz Yisrael. Now, had it been that the original Shaila wouldn't have been asked, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do it totally, Mitzad himself, it would have been done in a much more gradual oifen. It would have been done in an oifen where the Meraglim did not have to go through this terrible Nisayin. But because they asked, so that changed things. And then they went out and they were hit with it like a ton of bricks. And that's where everything went haywire. This is very simple. Yisrael Breide teaches up the sign of the Meraglim. Lamata Yosef, Lamata Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. So the Mepharshim, we've mentioned this in the past, all the Mepharshim answered the question, why is Yosef associated with Matam Menashe? I mean, Yosef is also the father of Shevet Ephraim. So why Dafka Lamati Yosef Lamati Menashe Gadi Ben Susi? So the Meshech Chachma says that it was Goli to Moshe Rabbeinu Beruach HaKodesh. The Matam Menashe, half of it is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael itself. Half of it's going to be Be'ever HaYarden, and half of it's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So he bedavka picked someone that he saw Beruach HaKodesh is going to end up in Eretz Yisrael, who has a shaychus to Eretz Yisrael, and probably has an inner connection to Eretz Yisrael, so that also will stand up as a schus connected in the Zion. And Yosef is associated with Dafka with that, because we find Yosef had a tremendous ahavat to Eretz Yisrael. Where do you find that? By the Sar HaMashkim. When he told the Sar HaMashkim the meaning of his dream, he said, Ki gunav gunav gunafti me Eretz HaIvrim. I was stolen away from the land of the Ivrim. He also told, he was mitzaveh, v'halisam es atzmoisayim yizeh itchem. He had a tremendous ahavat Yisrael. B'shus that, the Medrash says that he was oichetaka to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu Lehepam, when he heard them referring to him as an Ish Mitzri, he didn't deny it, but maybe he was not zoichet to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Medrash in Shemais. So the schus of Yosef, with the schus of the half of Menashe that was going into Eretz Yisrael, that was another extra step that Moshe Rabbeinu took in trying to assure that they'll be able to overcome this nisayon. Unfortunately, it did not work. The people that went up with Kalev, Kalev said, Oloi Nala, we will go up there. And as Rashi says, even if it's in Shamayim, we'll bring up ladders and we'll be able to overtake it. And the Anoshim that came with him, they said, no, Leinucha Lalais, Eloam, Ki Chozak Hu Mimenu. So Rashi says, Pelu de Gezach, what's Chozak Hu Mimenu? He's Chozak from HaKadosh Baruch. They're stronger than HaKadosh Baruch. It's a Pliyad Tzuma. You're talking about Anoshim, Nesiyim, Kulam Anoshim, Rosh Ebenei Yisrael, Hema. They were handpicked by Moshe Rabbeinu to represent Klal Yisrael. How were they able to utter such words from their mouth? Ki chozak hu mimenu, that the nation in Canaan is stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu. How's this shayach? So I saw Moshe de Kazach, the Ziknei Gerer Chassidim. They said over in the name of the Imre Yemes that a few weeks before World War II broke out, he spoke about, it was by Shalosh Shudas, he spoke about Parsha Shlach, and he asked this question. And he gave a shmuz, and the Hasidim say those Nebuch, many of them did not survive. And Ger suffered tremendous losses. Not the ganze Hasidus, Rechman al Islam, was wiped out. Ger Rebbe came to Eretz Yisrael, came out nothing. But those that survived, they said that these words that the Ger Rebbe said by this Shalosh Shudas, they remembered it and it kept them going throughout the war. And this is what the Ger Rebbe said. He says, how's a shaykh? Ki chozak hu mimenu. How's a shaykh to say such a thing? So he said the following. Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael. Besides seeing the giants, and they saw the Mishunah, the Gezachim, but they saw the ways of the Kanani, they were mushchosim adirim. They were tmeim, the koichas ha-tumah, the avodah zarah, the znus, the gili arayis, the kishim that they had over there. The Koichas HaTumah were overwhelming, mamish. I mean, the Torah is Mazaros, Kamaisa Eretz Canaan, the like the Maisa Eretz Canaan you shouldn't do. They saw this, they saw the Hashchasa, and they saw that there's an atmosphere of Tumah over here. So they said, how in the world are we going to be able to come here? To be able to come here and to overcome these Koichas HaTumah, you have to have tremendous Madregas of Kedusha. We're not holding by the Bay. So when they said, Chichozakum Imenu, what they meant to say was, to have siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have koichas HaKedusha. You have to have zechuyos. You have to have siyata d'shmaya. But we don't have that. Chaim Volozhin says, tnu oiz le'elikim, give strength to Hashem. Hashem needs our strength? No. But the Hanhogas HaBriya is that through our actions, kaviyachol, it's like we give koich to Hashem. And he reacts, machmas ar madreig. But if we're not holding by that Madrega, anywhere near, where are we holding by the Madrega of Kedusha to be able to overcome those tremendous Koyfas HaTumah? We're not able to do that. That's what they meant when they said, Ki Chozak Hu Mimenu. Of Yeshua and Kolei said, that's foolishness. Why? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to go, he's obviously going to give us the Koyfas to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Memana on a Shlichus unless he gives the Siyata Dishmaya to be able to withstand those challenges. And Taka Eino Kanami, there are Gevaldi Yekoychas HaTumah, and Eretz Eichelos Yoishveho, and Taka it consumes the Yoish, and it slaps people down. There are Koychas HaTumah there. Over HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to go, Olay Nala. And that's the Pshat and Rashi, when Rashi says, even if it's for Shamayim, we'll be able to put ladders up there to get it. What, it sounds like it's a fairy tale. No. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do it, no matter what it takes, he's going to give us the koichas to survive, he's going to give us the koichas to persevere, he's going to give us the koichas to overcome any challenges. Kachaga, you know, in the Warsaw Ghetto, it's Pulit Plon, with the Hasidim, with the Gera Hasidim, that kviyistika learning in tunnels, in crevices between walls, that mikvois, that Batei Medrash, that smuggling food into their secret rooms there, they continued with Zdor and Mamish under the worst conditions. They said that these words of the Rebbe, that kept them going. That's Bamis, a tremendous limud musar to all of us that we have hidden kaiches, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us kaiches. And when the time comes and we have those challenges, we have to overcome them. And Rabbi saw a very interesting story that Rav Noach Weinberg, Rishiv of Eish HaTorah, said over. He said there was a fellow that worked late at night in his job. And one day he had really, you know, was really late. He wanted to get home already. So he decided to take a shortcut through a cemetery. Pitch black at night. He's walking through the cemetery, and he didn't notice there was an open kever over there. You know, Yudah Chosid says not to open kvarim if it's not going to be used immediately. There was an open kever over there, and he didn't see it, and he fell in. So he's stuck over there, and he tries climbing out, and said, Yatnisht, nothing. Okay, so he's resigned to the fact he'll spend the night there, he'll lay down in a corner, whatever. You know, he's leaning against the wall of the kever, and he'll wait for the morning, he'll scream for help. Apparently, somebody else had the same idea. Also, to take a shortcut through the Beis HaKvaris. And he's walking through, and he also fell into the same kever. He didn't notice that he had company. So the other fellow sees him. He says, okay, well, let's help each other. So he taps him on the shoulder. Oh, he gives a scream. He mamish, he was so shocked, he jumped and he climbed out of the cavern. Mamish. So this fellow saw now, oh, it's possible. So out of a sense of urgency, he also climbed out. So Noach Weinberg said, you see from over here that when prompted, people have hidden kaiches because they don't even realize that they have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a human being a koyach to withstand nesyonos. As Rav Noach Weinberg put it, sometimes we could be in the deepest pit and the deepest darkness, and afal pi kein he gives us the koyach, gives us the koyaches to overcome those nesyonos, to overcome those shverikai. That's a lesson that we could learn from over here. The misper hayomim asher tartem es haoretz arboim yoyim. The amount of days that you toured the land, 40 days, yom lashana, yom lashana, tisu es havaynoseichem, arboim shana, v'yedatam es tunuasi. For every day that you spent in Eretz Yisrael, touring the land, a year of that you'll spend in the Midbar. 1 year per day. L'chayra, what was the chait of spending 40 days there? Bishlami, they spoke Lashon Hara. Bishlami, the Umaytzi Shemra on the land, that was talking about over spending 40 days over there. Like, what exactly is the Aveira of the spending of 40 days that for the 40 days that they spent, they were given 40 years in the Midbar? What's the pshat? So, Rishlami Kluger, Zeket Tzadik Levracha, says a beautiful pshat. He says, we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was Nifter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go up to the top of the mountain and see from that place. He showed him all of Eretz Yisrael. Now, how's a Shaykh Metzias to be able to see all of Eretz Yisrael from the top of the mountain? The Terence is obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him supervision and he was able to see everything. B'derech Neis. The same thing with Avraham Avinu we find. Sona Einecha Ure'emen Amokim Asharata Oymed Shama Yomov Akedma Tzafoyno V'negma. From this spot where you are standing, you will see everything. How's that shaykh? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him supervision, and he was able to see everything. Matter of fact, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says a chiddush by Avraham Avinu. What does it mean? Ureimen amokim asher ata oinei shon. Obviously, from the place where you're standing, and where else is he going to see it from? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says a chiddush that Hashem made him be able to see Yom of Akedma, Tzafayin of Anegba, all in one shot. He had mamish a vision all around. He didn't even have to turn his head. Shulchan Shmulevitz explains, means, why did Hashem make such an ace? When you see an entire picture, it's ain't a dime to seeing little pieces, a piece to the north, and a piece to the south, and a piece to the east, and a piece to the west. When you see the entire view all at once, it's ain't a dime. So Avraham Avinu also had that ace. Had the Meraglim believed in Hashem, and had the Meraglim followed exactly, then they just would have to go up to a mountain, they would have seen everything, They wouldn't have to tour Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have to go the 40 days. They would not have run into the giants. They would not have run into all of these pachad de kamaras that they saw. And the Levi's medals things. But because they were lacking in their emunah, and because they left already with a shtickle in their heart, there was a little bit of that eitz in their heart already. Because of that, they didn't have that siyata d'shmaya. And because of that, they had to tour for 40 days. Connected each one of those 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a year. Dozogt Rishleim HaKluger. Aguten Shabbos.